Hear the top breaking news, plus the latest on business, politics, and more with the new WSJ headline skill for your Alexa smart speaker. Just say, "Alexa, enable WSJ headlines," to get started.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, April 7th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for Zoe Thomas. Technology develops fast. There's new products, new features, software updates. And one group that tends to get left behind is seniors. But one retirement community in Lancaster, PA, is integrating tech more and more into the lives of their residents, proving what experts on aging have been saying for years. Older adults are just as keen on new technologies as anyone else. On today's show, our family and tech columnist Julie Jargon joins us to talk about what she learned about the tech that appeals most to older adults. That's after these headlines. Google plans to add conversational artificial intelligence features to its search engine. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Google CEO Sundar Pichai said the move would supercharge Google's ability to answer an array of search queries. Our Google reporter Miles Krupa explains what this says about tech companies' priorities.
It shows how seriously they and others in tech are taking the rapid advances in AI as a potential business disruptor. I think if you're in Sundar's position, if there's a 1 in 10 chance that, you know, these conversational AI interfaces like ChatGPT are truly disruptive to Google search, you have to take it very seriously. So it really just speaks to how potent this moment is for a lot of companies trying to capitalize on artificial intelligence.
The move comes as the tech giant contends with rising competition from Microsoft's new Bing, which is infused with the tech behind ChatGPT, as well as investor pressure to cut costs. AI camera surveillance will be used as a temporary security measure at the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris. French lawmakers passed a bill last month that authorizes companies to test computer vision cameras to use at stadiums and transportation hubs, despite privacy concerns that the technology is intrusive to residents. The CNIL, France's data protection regulator, plans to oversee tech companies that win government contracts as they test out the use of smart surveillance. The regulator will advise the companies about how to comply with privacy rules, and it will investigate potential violations. And companies that list wide pay ranges in cybersecurity job descriptions run the risk of setting false expectations for applicants. New York last year joined a short list of other U.S. cities mandating salaries be included in job postings. Though the mandate was an attempt to promote pay transparency, the ranges that some employers are listing are extremely vast, providing little insight into what the company intends to actually offer. Here's Deputy Bureau Chief Kim Nash on why this is hitting cybersecurity recruitment especially hard.
Cybersecurity hiring is very volatile. There's a huge talent shortage, which means that it's really a candidate's market. Then when you have companies that list such wide pay ranges, it really can affect the negotiations between the employer and the job candidate, because who wouldn't want to go for the high end of the scale, the $365,000 level as opposed to the $180,000 level? But if that's unrealistic on the employer's end, it just creates this bad taste in the mouth of the job candidates. This started out as a bid to level the playing field for people who have been traditionally underpaid in jobs, women, people of color, who make less than the average white man for the same job. However, it's having these ripple effects that affect different markets differently.
All right, coming up, we'll dive into the hottest tech topics for older adults. That's after the break.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Retirement communities are seen as places older folks go to play pickleball and relax, but some of those communities are putting a bigger emphasis on technology. One such community whose residents use tech a lot is located in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. That's right, the heart of Amish country. Our family and tech columnist Julie Jargon spoke with members of Willow Valley Communities. She learned what kinds of technology appeals to them most and why. Julie joins me now. Hi, Julie. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Can you start us off by telling us, why is it that seniors typically get left behind when it comes to new technology?
Yeah, a lot of time older adults feel like technology isn't designed with them in mind, and that there are a lot of bells and whistles that aren't important to them. What they really seem to want are things that are practical and solve a problem. There's also a lack of training a lot of times in how to use technology. And so if they can't get tech help, you know, it can be confusing to try out a new type of technology.
So you got to speak with some members of Willow Valley Communities. Tell us a little bit about the community itself and what you talked about with the residents.
Willow Valley Communities is a 2,600 resident campus, and they have a very active computer club that's led by a fellow resident who volunteers his time to give presentations to fellow members. And there's also an Apple products group led by a woman who has a lot of knowledge about Apple products, and she gives a lot of classes on how to use various apps related to the iPhone as well as Apple Watches. So it's a very tech-savvy community, and people there are very interested in learning how to use technology better. So it's really interesting because they're kind of a microcosm of what's going on more broadly in the country in terms of the interests of aging Americans. A lot of their interests mirror that of others across the country, according to nationwide studies and surveys that have been conducted on older people and technology.
Okay, real quick, I'm really interested in this Apple group that you mentioned. What does that class look like? What are they learning?
A lot of them are using Apple Watches and iPhones in particular, and they take classes from this fellow resident volunteer who teaches them how to use the Notes app on their phone and how to set calendar reminders and kind of all of the basics of iPhone usage. But what's really popular among the residents there is using either the iPhone's health app to track various health and fitness metrics and to use Apple Watches to do the same.
So health is something they're focused on. What other tech preferences do seniors have?
So in addition to health wearables, the residents of Willow Valley Communities, as well as older Americans more broadly, are very interested in voice-activated home assistants like Amazon Echo. They're also fueling the growth in streaming services with people using different streaming channels for entertainment purposes. They're also very interested in protecting their online security, both protecting their passwords and preventing themselves from being scammed online.
Can you give us an example of the way a technology improved someone's, say, quality of life?
So, for example, I spoke with a woman who is 76 years old and began swimming competitively just 3 years ago. And she uses her Apple Watch to track all aspects of her swimming stats, the number of strokes she takes, her oxygen intake, her heart rate, and also she tracks it during other types of exercise, like walking using the elliptical machine, lifting weights. She also tracks her walking steadiness, which is a feature of the Apple Watch and of the iPhone that help you determine whether you're at risk for having a fall. And she said that the swimming metrics in particular have really helped her improve her swimming performance because she can compare how she's doing now to how she was doing a week ago, a month ago, and she can keep improving by keeping track of the progress that she's making.
Okay, so older people like health wearables, home assistants, streaming services, password protectors. Is there a common thread that ties in all of these different types of technologies?
I think the reason that they're attracted to these particular aspects of tech is that they're really interested in tech, not for tech's sake, not to get the latest gadgets and just have fun playing around with them, but they really want technology that will help them solve problems and be practical to them in their daily lives, whether that's tracking their health and fitness metrics or providing entertainment or providing convenience in the case of the home assistants, just an easy way to play music or set a timer. They really want to use tech for practical purposes and also to protect themselves when they're online.
All right, that's our family and tech columnist, Julie Jargon. Julie, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And that is it for Tech News Briefing this week. We have production assistance from Zoe Colkin. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. Our executive producer is Chris Zinsley. And I'm your host, Julie Chang, filling in for Zoe Thomas. Thank you for listening and have a great weekend.